Module 8. Listening 2. Page 127. Exercise 3. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1.
Harry James is well known in his local area for his rather unusual hobby, collecting vintage cars. His collection includes cars and motorbikes from the 1950s and 60s, and he's here today to give us some advice.
If you're thinking of getting into collecting vintage cars, you're not going to be able to pick them up just like that. You've got to root them out. And unless you've got a big budget, you're hardly in a position to be choosy either. So you have to go with the flow. People know that I collect old cars, so they sometimes ring me up to tell me about a car they want to get rid of. They'd rather sell to me than to someone who's only looking to make a profit. You know, do them up just to sell them on. Sometimes I buy cars that don't go anymore, or need a bit of tender, loving care, but they're little pieces of history, and that's what makes them special. A good place to go if you want to find old cars is your local filling station. See if they know any customers with old vehicles stashed away somewhere. There's usually someone around who's ready to strike a deal.
Extract 2.
So, Rachel, tell us about eco-fabrics and eco-fashion.
Sure. They're becoming much more mainstream these days, reflecting a concern about the impact of the fashion industry on the environment, with more top designers working towards an eco-friendly approach.
And does that extend to the working conditions in clothing factories?
Socially responsible methods of production already form an important part of a sustainable approach to fashion, although, of course, there's a long way to go yet. 10 years ago, things weren't looking so good, but the industry's turned the corner now.
So, if I buy a garment that's labelled eco-friendly, does that mean my conscience will be clear?
Well, the label's only part of the story. Better to buy those garments than the ones without them, certainly. But it's always best to buy colours that are natural, like off-white, and also remember that some products, for example, material made from bamboo, might be natural, but they often have to go through extensive chemical processing in order to become soft. That's worth checking out before you buy. The same goes for fabrics made from recycled water bottles. Sounds good, but the picture is not that clear-cut.
I see.
Extract 3.
As a freelance stylist for fashion magazines, I draw a huge amount of inspiration from art books and monographs. They're detailed books about particular areas, in this case, clothes design. I spend loads of time in the library too. Big fashion labels use me as a consultant, so I do research for their collections. For this purpose, old copies of fashion magazines from the 50s and 60s can be really useful, together with garments I select from vintage shops. When you prepare work for a particular magazine, it's important to keep your audience in mind. So for the teen market, for example, clothes need to be within their price range and seen to be cool. For top-range fashion, I can give free rein to my creativity. There are virtually no restrictions there. I guess I'm never going to get full credit for what I do, but when a client comes back to you time and again, you know you're valued. What fascinates me about fashion is that, like a sport that requires a lot of effort but actually appears effortless, we produce something with a wow factor that's actually taken a lot of time and effort to produce. But then I suppose you could say the same about any work of art. Everything good in life requires determination, dedication, and perseverance. And I'm up for that.
Track 10.